learned last week, Alta Echad, Vishimcha Echad, Mika Amcha Yisrael Ge'echad Ba'aretz. We learned last week the three Achdusen of Alta Echad, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's Achdus, Vishimcha Echad. Depends how we learned Vishimcha Echad. Vishimcha goes on Shabbos, Vishimcha goes on Torah, Mika Amcha Yisrael Ge'echad Ba'aretz, and Klal Yisrael, that are the Goy Echot, and these three together, these three Achdesen, these three Nekudas of Echot, Anasgala, Daika, Shabbos Bamincha, where that's the Zman of Laosit, that's Nesgala, the Achdus, Sai of the Beir Oilam, Sai it's Nesgala, the Achdus of Mika Amcha Yisrael, Goy Echot Ba'aretz. Sikidai, Techaze, a word from Heilige Baditcheve, which maybe we said once already, aber der Baditsche besagt, als Ayid geht ich kein Tfilin Shabbos. Ayid doesn't wear Tfilin Shabbos. Why not? Because Ayid Shabbos wears the Eibishtis Tfilin. Was ist der Eibishtis Tfilin? Mika Amcha Yisrael Geyechat Baretz. Ayid darf sein Dovek Shabbos in der Rebbeinischens Tfilin. Das heißt, at the Avodah von Shabbos is the Achtus of Klal Yisrael. The Avodah of Shabbos is to be Mishabeich Ayid, to see the Shavach of another Ayid, and nicht zu sehen, the Genai von Ach Ayid. Shabbos ist doch die Inyin von Achtus, Shabbos is the Inyan for Rosa the Echot. Shabbos is the Inyan that a person has to be Mesalik the whole period of Klal Yisrael and come to Achdus. Is the Avodah from Shabbos is to be Dovuk in the Eibishter's Tvillin. And the Eibishter's Tvillin shows the Milo of Klal Yisrael. Darf man sehen Shabbos to sein Dovuk in the Eibishter's Tvillin. It says that as Yid Shabbos is Nisala to Amoyer Dika Aliyah. And that's the Inyan of Shabbos. Amezetake de Mika Amcha. Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz as in Nesgala, the Tvilin of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We say further, we'll go to the next piece of davening. Tferes Gedula Vateres Yeshua Yoim Menucha Ukedusha La'amcha Nasata. Let us talk what means Yoim Menucha Ukedusha. The words together are Yoim Menucha Ukedusha. What is the touch? Menucha Ukedusha. It's mashma that Menucha and Kedusha go together. Because it's a Yom Menucha, therefore it's a Yom Kedusha. What does it mean that because it's a Yom Menucha, it becomes a Yom Kedusha? It seems that the Iker Menucha of a Yid is that when he's Zeicha to Kedusha. Kol Zman a Yid is not Zeicha to Kedusha. The Chedushanim says a Yid can't have Naicha. A Yid doesn't feel comfortable with himself until he's Zeicha to Kedusha. The only way it could be a true Yom Menucha is only if you have Kedusha. What does this mean? How do we understand this word of the Chedusharim, that the only way that a person can feel Menucha is only if he feels Kedusha? What's Taich Menucha? What does Menucha mean? The Taich of Menucha means when a person comes L'Sherashay. When a person comes to his Sherish, he feels Menucha. When a person is Al-Makoymay, he has Menucha. A person is not on his place, he feels uncomfortable. A person feels Al-Makoymay, he has true Menucha. The true Menucha of a Yid is only when it comes to his Mokim. What's the Mokim of a Yid? The Mokim of a Yid is that should be Dovuk in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. In Pasuk it says, Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kadosh Ani. That means, Mahu Kadosh Af Ata Kadosh, the Rambam says, based on the Teyes Kainim. There's a Chiv on a Yid to be Dovuk in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And how does he become Dovuk in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? The only way is that he has Kedusha. And the Emes is, the Neshama of a Yid is the Kadosh. The neshama Yid is a chelik alakai mimal. Shabbos Yid is dovuk in his neshama. We said over many times that in Sasemis it says that the meaning of neshama Yisera is that the neshama is yeser on the guf. The neshama is misgaber on the guf. You have an oir of the neshama. You're margish the neshama. The guf is not master the neshama. So memele there's an isgalus of kedusha, and that's why it's yom menucha, because you find kedusha. That means Yoim Menucha u Kedusha. It goes together. Kozman, there's no Kedusha, a Yid can't find Menucha. Mashenken, if he has Kedusha and he finds his Mokim, he finds his Neshama Kedusha, he finds Dveikus in Kedusha, then he has the Koyach to find Menucha. So Yoim Menucha and Kedusha go together. That's based on a word of Chedusherim, that the reason why there's Menucha is because there's Kedusha. We can look at it on the opposite side, and say the opposite, that the only way there could be Kedusha is only if you have Menucha. Meaning, that if there's no Menucha, you can't find Kedusha. Yishev Adas is the Sheirish of Netzachin of the Yetzara. If you want to know what Chodesh Adar is all about, what Chodesh Adar is all about, and what Amalek is all about, we'll say over a Medrash. We said it over yesterday in the Shira Megillas Esther, but we'll say it over in the context of what we're learning now. It says, Toyu uvoyu, boyu zemodai shenema vayavhilu lahavi es Haman. Haman is an Indian of Bahala. Chazala Magdir. If you want to know what Haman is Bahala. Bahala means it doesn't give you time to think. There's a letter in Heiliges Svasemes, in the Sefer, that's not Benimtsam, Amorim and Mechtovim from the Svasemes. He writes that on the Gemara, in the Dorim and in Nozir, talks about the Nozir Echad Abom and Adorim. It says, Pochaz Olai Yitzri. The Ran writes in the Dorim, Pochaz Olai Yitzri, Miloshen, Pachaz Kamayim. What's Pachaz Kamayim? A fastness, a Bahala. Staten Sasemes, that Gemara is Megala, the Shurish of the Yitzhara. The Shurish of the Yitzhara is, he doesn't want to let you think. He brings you Bahala, he brings you Tumul. You shouldn't be able to think. You should have a Bahala, you shouldn't be able to have Yeshiva Das. If you don't have Yeshiva Das, you can't come to and see what's right and what's wrong. If Chazal tell us that the Bayevhilu Lahavi es Haman, that's the Shurish of Modai, is Boyu, is Bahala, we realize that if the Avodah of the Purim is to be Moicha Haman, the Avodah of Purim is the opposite, so the Avodah of Purim is Yeshiva Das. Why is Purim Yom HaShanochu Me'oyveyem? Purim should be the day that we will menatzeach the Oyev, not the day of Yom HaShanochu. The Teretz is, the true Nitzachin is when you come to Menucha. Because Kozman, you don't come to Menucha, then it's no Raya that you will menatzeach Haman. Because Haman is the Nekuda of Bahala. When is the Raya that you will menatzeach Haman? Yom HaShanochu Me'oyveyem. When they came back to Menucha, because they came back to Menucha, they overcame the Bahala of Haman. So the whole Nekuda of Haman Amalek is to bring Bahala, to take away Yeshiva Das from a person. Thus is the Iker and Nekuda, to make Yeshiva Das. Asher Korcha Baderech, Kofetzol of Belial Echot. What's the Korcha of Amalek? He made a Bahala. What's the Korcha of Kofetz? The Chidushirim says, a Nemer, it says in the Mishnah, Azka Nemer. What says Azka Nemer? Why doesn't it say Gibber? Gibber is a Rari, a Nemer is Az. State for Chidushirim that a Nemer has no strength whatsoever. It's really a weak animal. But we know what a Nemer does. It stays up on a limb, and it's very quick. And when an animal goes by, or a person goes by, he jumps with such a fastness on the person, the person becomes a zaytze tumult that he loses his koyach, because he doesn't know what's going on with him. When he doesn't know what's going on with him, he loses his koyach, so the nemer could overcome him. Because when a person loses his concentration, and he gets to tumult, then the sign is able to overcome him. Thus is Azka Nemer. A Nemer only has Midas Azus. He doesn't have strength. His Midas Azus is that it tumbles you. That's why it's Azka Nemer. What do we learn from this Chidush Erim? That's the Koyach of the Yetzirah also. The Koyach of the Yetzirah is to make a Bahala, to make you tumult, and you don't realize what's going on, so you lose your Koyach, so he's able to overcome you. He comes, that's Amalek. Amalek is Kofatz Olav B'lial Echad. It says the Chazal, he jumped from the other 400 Meir Parsa. He came in one jump, 400 Meir Parsa, and jumped on Klal Yisrael. That means he came like a Nemer. Klal Azus, that's the Midah of Amalek. The Midah of Azus. He came Kofatz and Bati Achas. He has the chutzpah to jump into a Kochet de Kambati. The Kirill of Nekol. That's the Midah of Amalek, to jump on Klal Yisrael, to come in an Oifen of Bahala. And then he weakens the ability to overcome him. Shabbos Kodesh, Ayid is Zeicha to Menucha. If he's Zeicha to Menucha, he's able to overcome the Yetzahara. That's how he's Zeicha to Kedusha. So Yom Menucha brings Kedusha. The Yom Menucha, that's because it's a day of Menucha. He has Menucha Sanefesh. He doesn't have the Bahala. He has the ability to overcome the Yetzahara. And then he's Zeicha to Kedusha. That means Yom Menucha brings Kedusha. If I seem to remember correctly, the Pnei Menachem in Rosh Hashanah says that Yom Menucha u'Kedusha is b'gematria shofar. Yom Menucha u'Kedusha is b'gematria shofar. There's a piece of Pnei Menachem where he brings a yam from gematria on shofar. One of the gematrias that he brings on shofar is Yom Menucha u'Kedusha. That Yom Menucha u'Kedusha does his shofar. It says that. But the shofar is b'gematria tokef. it gives the person the strength. Das ist, it says in all form the shofar is begamati yotokef. It gives the person the strength, the tkifus hadas. When can a person have kedifus hadas? Only when he has menucha. That gives him the tokef, the tkifus hadas, to overcome the yetzara. When a person concentrates, he's able to overcome the yetzara. If we talk already binyana de yoyma, and we're talking about yoyma menucha, what the concentration brings, the ability to be able to overcome the yetzara. If we read an avot that the Rebbeinu Shem sent to me this morning, a matana nifla, I've read mitapa bochrem, they had to talk about the chizuk, the gerenz today's nisyonis, the beis odar, the beis shiroz yartzeit, the beginning of chedish odar. We know it says in Mashah that odar has a shaychis to Yosef HaTzadik, because that's why it splits into 2 months, because as every Yosef is Menashe and Ephraim, that's also the 2 months of Adar is split, because it's Menashe and Ephraim, and this is Mashon Sanhedrin. Kedush Slavi says so, even though Be'etzem Adar belongs to Naphtali, but both are true. There's a koyach of Yosef HaTzadik. That means that in Adar we have a special koyach of Yosef to be Mizgaber and Nisyonis. Lama then, Anoyodike Shtikel from Yosef HaTzadik's Nisoyen. Yosef HaTzadik, when she came to him, Zolgain Machan Aravera, it says in the Torah Zoy, Vayimon Vayoyma, Hein Adoyni lo yodi iti ma baboyis, Vechola she yesh lenosim bi yodi, Eneni godo basayis, Zem bimeni vile chosh, Meni miyuta, Kim oisoch, Vashayat ishtoy, Veich eser roa gdoy la zoyis, Vechotos ilo lekim. 2 things he spoke about. One, epistestoda odoyin, and I can't do it. And secondly, v'chatos yilalekim. What did I give the double sprach? What went on over here? Mezognazay. Chazal tell us that Amalek is doime to a caliph. Doime to a caliph. Gerade state of a caliph is einle menucha. Das aleph. No chazach of a caliph. The Gemara says he has no akar satoiv a caliph. A caliph has no akar satoiv. We spoke about it many times. The Gemara in the Dorim. Let's love kalbano. A caliph has no karas atoif. What's the gruiskeit that Amalek doesn't have a karas atoif? That's the ikira that doesn't have a karas atoif. The mitzog mit dem nochazach. The Meshech Chochma talks about mitzvahs kibbet of aim. That's a hechshe mitzvah. He has a new taitch in hechshe mitzvah. That's a hechshe for all the mitzvahs kibbet of aim. We're going to say a different pshat in the Meshech Chochma why it's a hechshe mitzvah for all the mitzvahs. Because kibbet of aim is the yisoid a karas atoif. Ki yudua from the chinuch, that the Yisoid is Akoras HaTov. Bikurim is also the mitzvah Akoras HaTov. Bikurim is the end, opposite of Amalek. Pashki Seitzi ends with Amalek. Pashki Sovei starts with Bikurim. This is Reishis, this is Reishis. They're one against the other, the two Reishis. What is the inyan of the lack of Akoras HaTov is Amalek, and the ability to overcome Amalek is with Akoras HaTov. What is as a wichtig Akoras HaTov? Midach Tzrishtei Dot Dvorim Pshutim. But we'll make one more Agdoma. We know that Shabbos is the union of Busha. You're a Shabbos, you're a Boishes. And Busha brings to Tshuva. The Gemara says, Kolam is Baish le'bemheiru u'chayte. What does the Gemara mean? Poshet the Busha. It means to say like this. And nowadays, when we had to do an Aveda, we had to walk into a Kol Noah, and everybody saw us go in and go out, so we had Busha, so we didn't do Avedas. Today, that you could do an Aveda on the internet, and you should do Kabusha, because you could do it in your house. So he can do averus. That's what it means. Kolam is baish meira in a chayte. It's an ish mistabe that it's talking about such a practical busha of bnei adam. It probably means more than that. The teretz says it means the following: if we make a cheshbon, mishteit in chayvus avavus, how much akaras atoyv we have to the rebbeinu shleilam? Then we would have akaras atoyv to the rebbeinu shleilam. We could walk, we could talk, we could eat, we could move. Every single minute, every single second, only because the Rebbeinu Shalom does it to us. Shteitach in Chayvus Havavis, that's the spitz of Akaras HaTov that a person has to have. And all the mitzvahs of Akaras HaTov that there are only to bring you to be Makatov to the Eibishter. Whole Kibbet Aveim is only to be Makatov to the Eibishter. Zok Yosef HaTzadik Fa'ir, I'm working for the Odin. I have so much Chiv Akaras HaTov. How can I do such an Aveir to him? Vesha'at Ishtoi. It's not a karas atoiv. He gives me to eat, he gives me to sleep, he gives me board. So you understand that I'm chayv a karas atoiv to him. So you understand that for that reason I can't do it. Oy bazoi, v'chatosi lelikim. Imagine how much a karas atoiv I have to have to the remaining shalom. So of course I can't do the aveira. That's what he told her. He went from darga to darga, from being makir akaris hatoiv to ben odom, to realize afterwards vifal akaris hatoiv they munch mechuyev klape de bayra oilom akaris hatoiv. There is no greater busha in the world than the busha of a person that you owe a favor to and you buy it in him. That's the greatest busha that there is. The greatest busha that there is that you owe the person so much and you did a ma'avla, you can't face that person. That's the greatest busha that there is. Kala mizbayish b'mehera in a chayta means that the person recognizes how much akar satoiv he has to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that causes him so much busha that he can't do faketa the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's b'mehera in a chayta. That's the busha that the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is talking about the busha that comes from the akaris chiyav akaris satoiv to the Ribbono Shel Olam. How could I do something connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam if I have to be maketeiv? Befrat, if you realize that with that thing alone that you have to be maketeiv, you're doing connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's going to be the greatest busha. That's why the mitzvah, that's why Amalek wants to be oike akaris hatoiv. Because it's not possible to be machti a person unless you're oike akaris hatoiv. And when oikis and akaris hatoiv, that's how you can be machti a person and take him till shoil tachtis. And that's why the loichim kineged Amalek is daika the mid of akaris hatoiv. If so, now I understand why kibud av aim is the shoresh of all mitzvahs. Because akaris hatoiv is the shoresh of all mitzvahs. That's why it's a hechsher mitzvah to all mitzvahs. Because taka the mid of akaris hatoiv is the hechsher mitzvah to all mitzvahs. We once said years ago that Amalek is begamatria reish mem, simin reish mem in yeredei is hilchus kibud av aim. Because that's the anti-Amalek. Kibud av aim is the keneged Amalek. If one wants to know where Amalek lives in today's generation, I will tell you where Amalek lives in today's generation. The younger dor is anti-Akaris Hatoiv. Anti-Akaris Hatoiv. The younger dor says, you want to buy me something? I'll do it myself. I'll do everything myself. Don't give me anything. Why? Because if you'll give me something, I'll be mishubit to you. So they're ready to do everything themselves. They shouldn't have to have any akaris hatoiv. That's the whole generation is to be oikir midas akaris hatoiv. It's the main marash nishkifelech. Nein, das ist Amalek. That's the killer of ganz Yiddishkeit if you oikir akaris hatoiv. Kumt Shabbos, a person has menucha from the bahala of the world, from the ganze tomo from the welt. He starts thinking what the Ribbono Shel Olam did for him. He starts thinking the Ribbono Shel Olam's bria. Starts goes back from Yom HaShishi that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, and he realizes all that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave him, and he realizes everything that the Ribbono Shel Olam did for him. A person could come to Yishuv Hadas, that's when he comes to Busha, that's when he comes to the Busha, that's when he returns to Kedusha. That's what brings him back to Kedusha, because the Yishuv Hadas of Shabbos, the Yishuv Hadas that Shabbos brings him to be able to realize Vos Tutzich of the Welt, to realize how much I owe the Ribbono Shel Olam, how much I deserve to pay back the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that brings him to Amor Dike Busha, and that Busha brings him to Tshuva, like we said. That's the true Tshuva, Ki Yidua, that Busha and Boishes and Tshuva are the same Oisius, because Busha is the Goyim for true Tshuva. That's the best Tshuva that there is. The greatest Darga of Tshuva is Tshuva that comes from Busha. Busha from the Ribbono Shel Olam, Busha from himself, Busha from the Ribbono Shel Olam, that Busha brings him to return to a life of Kedusha, a life of Dveikus to the Ribbono Shel Olam, which all comes from the Menucha. And we know in the Torah it says, V'hoyo baniach Hashem elekecha mekol evecha misaviv, timche zeicher Amalek. It says in the Torah that you can't be moiche zeicher Amalek only through Menucha. That's why the Sasema says that Shabbos is miyuchet v'bechias Amalek, because you need the V'hoyo baniach. So that's the timche zeicher Amalek. Shabbos brings akor sativ. Shabbos brings that you realize what you owe the Ribbono Shel Olam, and Memele it brings you to come back to the Darga of Kedusha. There's another reason why Shabbos brings to Kedusha, why Shabbos is a Yom Menucha or Kedusha. The other reason why Shabbos is a Yom Menucha Kedusha, which Be'etzem tells us why the whole Chedush of Adar is an Avodah of Kedusha. That's why it says in Zohar HaKadosh in Sefer Yetzirah that Chodesh Adar was Bashafmur Ois Kuf, Himlech Ois Kuf Peschoik. The Eibishter was Mamlech Ois Kuf Peschoik. What's Ois Kuf? Kedusha. The Eibishter was mamlech, the koich of Kedusha in Schoik. Schoik is a very dangerous zach. Schoik could go very left. Schoik could go the wrong way. I heard from my father and Leveracha, in Baruch Hashem, he said, I'm Moyer the Kivart, and Shtetan Emin Emes Devart. A half of the Kivart, he said, I remember when he said it, I gave him Moyer the Kivart, and Devart. Yikar Eilu Tfilin. What says Yikar Eilu Tfilin? What's come to write Tfilin though? Ayudim I saw Eira of a Simcha, the Sosain. Simcha and Sosain is very dangerous. Go to any Chasson of a second dance, you'll see where it's dangerous. Simcha and Sosain, Vetn Spashet. Vetn Spashet, where you're not supposed to. It comes completely, it's a lost. Simcha and Sosain, they can bring to the worst thing, Simcha and Sosain. So they have to need a Shmira. The Gemara says in Baruches, have a Kabodach Tuva, Amalei, I'm not Tfilin Kamanachna. So the Tfilin is the Koyach to be Mamlech, that the Simcha and Sosain shouldn't go wrong. It's like, Yudam Oysa Oyra, but Simcha and Sosain, Simcha and Sosain is a problem. Vikar Eilu Tfilin, the Tfilin keep that the Simcha and Sosain should be intact. That's the kuf b'schoik, that's the kedusha that comes, that's mamlech over the schoik, that the schoik shouldn't be wrong. So the avodah of this chaydish, the avodah of kedusha. Why is our chaydish other kedusha? We said already a different time. Parsha zu bahakel nemra. It says kedushim tiyu, parsha zu bahakel nemra. Shteitin sasemes and parsha kedushim. Why is parsha zu bahakel nemra? Because the yid can't find kedusha. Where does he have kedusha yid? In the klolius of Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael is a kaddish dika folk. Yisrael kedoshim hem. Klal Yisrael is a kaddish dika folk. As much as I belong to Klal Yisrael, that's how much I can have kedusha. Parsha zu b'hakel nemra. The Sasemis points out that roiv mitzvahs in parsha kedoshim are ben adam l'chaveiroi. V'after le'acha kamoicha, le'sikoim, le'siter, mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveiroi. What does that have to do with kedusha? Yeah. Because Daika, in belonging to Klal Yisrael, that's where you take Kedusha from. So Chodesh Adar is the Chodesh van Achdus, the Chodesh of Lech Knois Kala Yehudim, the Chodesh of Mashloach Monos, Matanus Lev Yoinim, as it says in Sosemes, the Koyach of Achdus is the Chodesh Adar, that's the Koyach of the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, that Koyach of Achdus of Klal Yisrael brings Kedusha. That's why it's Himlech, it's Kuf, that's why the Chodesh Adar has the Koyach of Kedusha. Coming back to where we are coming from. Shabbos idach de koyach von Achdus. Shabbos idach de koyach von Zayn Misachet. Das is de koyach von Shabbos. Shabbos is de koyach of Achdus. If you have Achdus, then you can have Kedusha. The Sosem says, Anoyer de Kivot. The Ger came to Hillel and said, Lamdeini kol ha-Torah kula kishani oimed la-regel echad. What did he want? What did he want? Sosem is what he wanted. We know that our greatest problem in this world is Aliyas and Yeridus. Why do we have such hardships? Is a man just gets her off, but he doesn't stay up there, he goes down again. So he becomes Tzibarachin. The guy didn't want to have any Tzibarachin kite. The guy wanted always to be on one level. He wanted to be always good. He wanted to be always on one level. If you go belong to Klal Yisrael, then you can stay on Regal Echot. Then you can stay on one level. Then you won't have Aliyas and Yeridus. Shabbos is Achdus. So Shabbos we have Kedusha without falling from the Kedusha, because if Shabbos we're ma'achid ourselves with Klal Yisrael, we have the Hakel on Shabbos, we have the Achdus of Klal Yisrael on Shabbos, that Achdus gives us Kedusha. That's why it's a Yoy Menucha or Kedusha. Say the Menucha comes from Achdus, because the Menucha comes from that was shoved to the Sheirish, which is only Shaykh through Achdus. Menucha is only Shaykh through Achdus, and Kedusha comes. The emes is, in Shabbos there's two koiches. Shomer is Yom HaShabbos and Zocher is Yom HaShabbos. There's two koiches in Shabbos. Shomer is Menucha. Zocher is Kedusha. Shomer is in the Shlilus. That's Menucha. Shomer is Yom HaShabbos. Zocher is Yom HaShabbos. The Katshay is the Dveikus in Kedusha that there is Shabbos. That's Yom Menucha or Kedusha La'am Chanasato. And how do we get to that Menucha and Kedusha? We get to that Menucha and Kedusha Daika Doch Dveikus. With that we will understand a maisa which needs a lot of hezba. And by Heiliger Rebbe Rabbi Elimelech, Zogtman, as far Shabbos, the Shifchis in the Bayis used to be Mephais each other as every Erev Yom Kippur. In the Welt Zogt noch, that the Pshat is that the Kedushin by Rebbe Elimelech in the house was as every Yom Kippur, and as every Erev Yom Kippur, Zogt Mephais given, they were Mephais themselves Erev Shabbos. Mir dacht sich, aber der Meister liegt etwas anderes im Ganzen. Der Meister liegt, der da Weide von Schabbos ist, tak er sich überbetten einen mit dem Zweiten. Because the more Achtus there is, the more we have Scheiches to Shabbos. That's the Scheirish of the Gemara in Gittin, that have a Minzi Beitrei, a Freyen, a Isha, and a Isha, that used to fight every Erev Shabbos, and there was the Yetzirah in the house. What does it have to do with fighting Erev Shabbos? Because the Yetzirah knows that the Ike is from Shabbos is Achtus. So he tries, right before Shabbos, to make an ungezeugenkeit in Stub. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. In the winter is because it's a short Friday. In the summer is because it's a long Friday and you have so much to do. And you put away so much that you run to the last minute. In the word for Shabbos, as a metach, as a ungezeugenkeit word for Shabbos. Where does that come from? That's the Yetzirah that wants to take away the Achtus from a Yid Shabbos. And wants to bring period before Shabbos. Kedai to take away the Kedushas HaShabbos. Because the Kedushas HaShabbos comes, because Shabbos is Yom HaKol, Shabbos is Hakel, Shabbos is Achdus, and from that it lives a Yom Menucha or Kedusha.